The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Praise
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slave of the household came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slave said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvester, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophets, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has laid hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowd, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the wheat in the fields.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom of God. The weeds are children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who caused others to sin and all evildoers. They will be thrown into a fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Given that God created order out of nothing, the world, the universe, you and I, and that the New Testament urges the church to do all things decently and in order, you might assume that God is squarely on the side of the organized. And without question, God does love orderly discipline. But our gospel also today suggests that God is also the champion of disorganization. So God is present in the orderly, but God is also to be found in the midst of a holy mess also, as shown to us in the parable of God's gospel today. In his story, Jesus tells us about a farmer who planted good seeds in his field, But during the night, an enemy entered his field and sowed poisonous weeds among the wheat. This treachery was not found until both the wheat and the weeds plants began to grow. When the hired hand recognized the weed growing in the wheat, they wanted to take their sickle and remove the weeds from the field. But from their amazement, the master told them, "No, let the weeds grow with the wheat." In fact, this surprised them all. Why would you let weeds grow with the wheat? And in fact, this particular weed, which looked much like a wheat plant when it first sprouted, but when it matures, it deposits little teeny black seeds, which can cause blindness if those little black seeds are mixed with the flower from which the was in the field. It seems to be, however, preposterous to the hired workers that the master would want to risk sustaining. First, weeds in the field, and second of all, this weed puts a poison into the flower of which the weed is made from. But that's exactly what he ordered. The master knew that in the early stages of growing of the wheat and the weeds, that both plants could not be distinguished. The weed, the young sprout of the weed, looked very much like the young sprout of the wheat. And so, to attack the weeds with sickles and everything would most likely destroy a good portion of the wheat as well. Perhaps the master also knew that the workers wanted to have a clean, well-groomed, beautiful field of wheat. And their overzealousness of removing the wheat would, in their anger, mess up or destroy much of the good wheat. Their anger could have blinded their eyes to the subtle differences between the good and the bad plant in the field, thus leading to a large loss of the wheat. So the master knew that the harvest, the difference between the wheat and the weeds, could easily, however, be seen at the harvest. When they were full grown, the plants looked very different, and therefore they could be collected, bundled up, and thrown into the fire without harming the wheat. And then the wheat could then be bundled up and put into the barn. And so, as you can see, the master had more concern with the yield of the harvest than for how neat and tidy his field looked. It was for the feeding of his people that he was concerned with. The master also exposed the downside of the noble pursuit of order and organization. Now, it is a good thing to be organized, no doubt. It builds character, thus avoiding procrastination. It also prevents the waste of time and effort in doing things efficiently. However, if order and organization become more important than people, then order becomes a threat. It becomes a weed in the field of human relationships. A clean house or a clean desk or an orderly sock drawer, even, if you please, if it causes someone damage in your relationship, then they are not important. The organization is not important. So, is it worth enduring a little bit more chaos or a little bit more clutter if the clutter or if the organization brings stronger relationships between you and the people you care for? It's worth thinking about. More or less, there's a choice: happy children or a clean kitchen floor. Your choice, your children. God knows that our zeal to rid the world of weeds, however well-intentioned, might be dangerous, because it is hard to distinguish the good from the bad. Where does the good start and stop, and where does the bad end? Especially if it's in a short period of time. The master farmer would, of course, separated the weeds from the wheat. It would have damaged the wheat. It would have caused the wheat to not be useful. But only at the harvest, where there was clear difference between the wheat and the, could he tell in what was wheat or what was a weed, and thus maximize his harvest yield. So, in the meantime, God prefers workers to be patient, to avoid destruction of good by mistake, because God has a unique ability to convert bad to good, even if there is enough time. After all, we are to know evil and good for certain. Are our judgments that accurate? After all, do we really know evil and good with great certainty enough to cause high yields or low yields or a danger? So the question is, could actions we despise, things or people we wish we could weed out of our lives, could they have great potential in the sight of God for eventual good? Are we that good at judging? So let us, though, trust the God of the harvest, the only one who is really qualified to know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, weeds and wheat. The only one who can convert weeds to wheat. God bless.